It is Tuesday, May the 10th. This is GQDN, brought to you by Audible and our Patreons, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, well, you know me by Joe, but we talk about some Metroid and some other Nintendo news. Can we see more PlayStations? And maybe EA Sports is losing a license. But we start today with news from Bloomberg, and it is saying that Valve has lost its bid in an antitrust case over the Steam gaming platform. So, well, the judge, John C. Kohangerger, and if I did mess up the name, and I probably did, I do apologize. He did say, quote, allegedly enforces the regime through a combination of written and unwritten rules. Non-Steam enabled games are sold and priced. These allegations are sufficient to plausibly allege unlawful conduct. So by saying that, Steam could be in big trouble, because Steam does set the prices, but they do have to price or have those prices done adequately, especially when they're in a competition with Microsoft Store and the Apple Store. So we'll see what happens. So I'm not sure who did start the lawsuit. Actually, I did find it. It's Constantine Cannon, a consumer represented by Quinn Emil Uquart and Sullivan LLP, and Boris Setter Summer and Peace LLP. And Valve was represented by Fox Rothschild LLP and Montgomery McCracken Walker and Rhodes LLP. So this is an ongoing lawsuit, and definitely we're going to keep our eyes on this one, I think, quite possibly. And another thing coming to us from Blue News is that EA Sports is now losing the FIFA license. Now, the FIFA license will be intact for possibly a FIFA 24, so coming out for next year, but it will not be for anything after that. Yeah, so here's what, we do know what's coming. So I was going to say here's what they wrote down, but I'm not going to do that. But still, this is something that has to be renegotiated, and if EA does not get this, then they have to get, if they're going to use names, they have to use some other way to do it. I mean, they could go to the players if they do have a players' union, but we'll see what happens. Games Radar has something else for us. Gotham Knights will now be skipping PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Now, Warner Brothers did confirm this in a quote, and they said, to provide players with the best possible gameplay experience, the game will not be available for PlayStation 4 or Xbox One consoles. So, wow, this is sad news, because, well, we'll get to that here in a minute, but there will have to be players now to get an Xbox Series S, Series X, and a PlayStation 5. Now, the good thing is, if you have a PC, it'll be up in October. But still, this isn't good. Certainly isn't good news, but what could be good news is that, according to GameSpot, they're thinking that PlayStation 5 might be easier to buy this year. Now, the company said it still projects selling 18 million PlayStation 5 consoles during the fiscal year that began in April 1st and runs through March 31st. So far, they've sold 11.5 million PlayStation 5 consoles during the fiscal year that ended on March 31st, 2022. So this fiscal year could be okay. But keep in mind that we've already talked about a chip shortage that's going on and is projected to go on into next year. So that could have an effect on this. But this coming to us from Kotaku.com, Nintendo Switch is still outselling everybody. So the Nintendo Switch has sold 23 million Switch consoles. It's a 20% drop from the prior year, but still, that's more than everybody else. I mean, especially when we already know that PlayStation 5 is projected to go 18 million, and that's not going to work very well if they're going to try and beat Nintendo. But even then, Nintendo is a smaller, quote, console, more like a handheld game, and still is easy to play. And there's a lot of titles that goes with it. A lot of titles that we've seen in other places. So who knows what's going to happen? Okay, so let's go to a little bit more Nintendo news. And they are insisting that Bayonetta 3 is still coming this year. So this comes to us from Destructoid.com. And the Nintendo did confirm today that there's some 2022 Switch release dates that says Mario Strikers Battle League comes out June 10th. Fire Emblem Warriors Three Hopes June 24th. Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak, June 30th. Xenoblade Chronicles 3, July 29th. Splatoon, September 9th. Pokemon Scarlet Violet, late 2022. And Bayonetta 3, sometime this year. Still 2022. We'll see it when we believe it. Just saying. And we end today with Metroid Dread becoming the best-selling Metroid game of all time. They have just broken past Metroid Prime, which had 2.84 million units sold, and Metroid Dread is up to 2.9 million units sold. That comes to us from NintendoEverything.com, so well done to them. Now, this has been a Dawnforge production 2022. All rights are reserved. Of course, and the thoughts are all ours. Not a part of Dawnforge. Saying that, not just a Dawnforge production, you can find us all at thegroupquest.com, and you find all the links to Discord, to Patreon, Audible, all that good stuff. We'll see you again tomorrow. More gaming news. Who knows, we might find out when some PlayStations could be sold. And where at? Who knows? I want one! But, GQ2, I'm thinking maybe some Doctor Strange. We'll keep you posted on that one. We'll see you tomorrow, people. Game on. Game on.